This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Raheem and Harris Show with Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You have extensive experience against Flores the last couple of years. What about his defense presents a challenge?
Yeah, I mean, what doesn't create a challenge? He's an outstanding coach. There's not a team that pressures more than Minnesota has over the last 2 years. We're going to have our work cut out in front of us.
That is Ben Johnson talking about the Minnesota Vikings defense. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody. And we now go live to our Circa Sports Casino hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find Ben Lieber, the former linebacker for the Vikings, Chargers and Rams. He is the sideline reporter for the Vikings radio network. And I believe we had a conversation a few months ago, Ben, where we decided we'll reconvene and have this conversation ahead of the game. Well, the game is tonight. So welcome back, Ben.
Layla, good to be back with you guys. Yeah, I was talking a little trash a couple months ago, and now that we're here, you know, obviously, you know, I'm going to be a little more humble because the game is tonight. There's a lot of unknowns.
Funny how that works.
Oh, no, don't back off now, man.
It's like I can talk a lot of trash when I'm, like, across the room, but then when I actually get to your face, it's like, hey, man, can't we just, like, be friends and just hang out? No, it's gonna be a fun matchup, and I think like you guys have probably broken this thing down the last couple of weeks. I mean, we really don't know what a lot of things are gonna look like, so it's gonna be interesting from both sides.
What has you most excited about this matchup, and what are you keeping an eye on? I'm just so curious about your perspective.
You know, talk about the old school in me. There's a lot to be excited about with JJ, but I want to see what our quote unquote like revamped running game looks like. KOC's been talking about for, you know, really ever since he got here. He's like, there are some games that sort of get away from him when it comes to committing to the run. And I think with the addition of Jordan Mason, not only are we going to run the ball a little bit more, I think philosophically we're going to look different in the running game, maybe a little bit more downhill, maybe with the additions of these offensive linemen that can get up to the second level. You know, we might have a different type of scheme and run game. And clearly with you guys, you know, Ben Johnson wants to run the football. I mean, that's he predicates his whole offense off of running the football and getting his linemen out in space and doing some of the similar things. Now, do you guys have the same personnel that he had in Detroit? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out tonight. But I think the team that has the most success running the football tonight wins.
Well, and that's, I think, an issue for us too, Ben, is trying to figure out not only who's going to be available, because previous guys thought of as RB2, you know, are on that creepily extensive injury report. Like Roschon Johnson is listed as questionable for the Bears. Kyle Monongai's on it, but he was a full participant in practice on Saturday. the running ball aspect of this, especially if you're J.J. McCarthy or Caleb Williams in a new offense, that's going to be the best way for them to at least limit the mistakes, too, and I feel like put themselves in a much better position.
Yeah, I think, you know, winning first and second down and getting no matter what down it is to be manageable, I think is going to be huge. The thing that I think is going to be really interesting and could be an X factor for both teams is how many rushing yards do the quarterbacks have? We know that Caleb can run. We've seen it. We know that he can elude pressure. He can break tackles. He can extend plays. And we saw it last year against our own defense. You know, he can just be creative. Now, JJ is a sneaky athletic guy. We haven't seen him play four quarters. We haven't seen him play in a regular season game. So how much does he want to run the football? Does he need to run the football? How can he pick up first downs using his legs? We saw a little bit in the preseason, but how much more of that will we see? So when you look at the rushing attack in totality, not just with the running backs, I think it's going to be a big part of just the quarterback play as well.
As an extension to that, as it pertains to J.J. McCarthy, who I have probably many times in this offseason leading up to this game accidentally referred to him as a rookie, because obviously this will be his first NFL game. But how much did J.J. McCarthy soak up and get to work in Kevin O'Connell's offense? And will that put him ahead of the curve? Is he truly a rookie going into this game or not?
Well, I would say mentally he's not a rookie. Emotionally, he's not a rookie. But physically, yeah, when you put it all together, I think he's still a rookie. You know, I've been around a lot of players at a lot of different positions that they can speak to the playbook and the game plan as if they're a coach. They can be in the classroom. They can understand every check, every read. They can recognize tendencies. They can call things out. But then when you get on the practice field and you get into the games, it just doesn't sometimes translate because there's not enough reps there.
Yeah.
You know, knowing it in the classroom is great. You have to know it there. But the transition and the processing that has to take place in real time is difficult. And I think that we've seen enough out of JJ in the preseason. But again, we haven't seen a full boat and a full complement of defensive looks thrown at him. He hasn't seen the disguise package that Dennis Allen's going to throw at him. He hasn't faced in-game adversity yet. So that question still remains. Can he take everything that he learned from Darnold and from watching from afar and from picking the brains of the defensive players on the Vikings team last year, like understanding what they're looking at? He did so much work behind the scenes mentally. Now we just have to see it physically translate.
We're talking to Ben Lieber, the sideline reporter and former linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. And Ben is kind enough to join us on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. I will say, though, Ben, in thinking from the standpoint of the opponent, number one, the best way to probably train a quarterback is with a Brian Flores coached defense when you know that it's all about deception. And then number two, that said, what do you expect out of a Brian Flores coached defense tonight when it comes to trying to make Caleb Williams and the Bears look different at the line of scrimmage?
Well, the one thing that we're all excited to see is with Javon Hargrave and Jonathan Allen being added to this defensive mix and trading off Harrison Phillips, I think even if we don't change anything, we expect more of a vertical push from the inside. We didn't get a lot of that last year, especially in sort of base downs. The transition of play action pass into the pass game sometimes didn't always translate. And I think the guys up front didn't really play with that twitch of, you know, playing the run and all of a sudden, you know, now you got to get in a pass rush mode on the next step. I think it was a little slow to go. Jalen Redmond is another guy he's going to probably get the start in place of Harrison Phillips, at least get a lot of playing time. He's this young guy that has been flashing, you know, left and right. And, you know, hopefully he's a force in the middle too with his vertical push. So up front, we're hoping to be much more dynamic, much more athletic. And then when it comes to the outside, you know, we added some pieces to the cornerback position as well. We're hoping to be more physical. You know, last year, we couldn't play a lot of man defense because we just didn't have the sheer talent outside, didn't have the speed. I think now with Isaiah Rodgers and Jeff Okuda, you know, they are going to be a little bit more press, a little bit more in your face. We can kind of play, you know, right on these guys' hip as opposed to playing top-down defense and allowing some of these throws over the middle of the field. So I'm hoping a lot changes up front and also, you know, on the outside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ben Lieber joining us here on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody, the former linebacker for the Vikings, Chargers, and Rams. He's also a sideline reporter for the Vikings Radio Network, which is why we're happy to have him on. And Ben, missing Harrison Smith out with illness, how much is that going to affect what the Vikings defense can do in your estimation?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, we don't really know. You know, he has been out long enough to have Theo Jackson in there in practice. It's not like this is a late addition and all of a sudden now Theo's got to go in there and we're like, oh wow, you didn't get a ton of reps during practice. Now, you know, Harrison's been out for a couple weeks, so he's had a lot of run in the back end of that defense with the starters. So, you know, of course, you know, you're missing a Hall of Famer. You know, there's going to be a difference in the way that you attack this offense. There may be a difference in what Harrison can do from a disguise package to what Theo can do. They're very excited about Theo. They gave him a small extension, a belief in him that he can play and make some plays in this defense. But how he can really assimilate now to being a full-time starter still, you know, is a big question that we all have. And how does it affect Josh Metellus? You know, he is our hybrid linebacker safety in this defense. You know, does his role change at all with Harrison Smith not being in there? So, I expect to see, Theo go out there and make some plays. But again, big question mark and a big loss for this defense.
Ben, we know what Jonathan Grenard and Andrew Van Ginkel can do, but what are the expectations this year for last year's first round pick, Dallas Turner?
Well, he has had a great offseason. He had a great OTAs, great mini camp, and he like really, you know, continued to have that success when he put the pads on in camp. And so we all expect him to be, you know, much more of an instinctful pass rusher. He was used in kind of spots and situations last year. They gave him some run on first and second down when we needed to spell Grenard or Van Ginkel, but it just didn't translate consistently. And I think for him, it's just about letting it go, you know, not thinking so much. I think there's so much defensive movement with some stunts and understanding, you know, where you can sugar on this play, where you have to drop on this play, where you can disguise over here, but then you have to end up over on this other gap. I think that was just a lot for him. He was primarily just, you know, kind of an edge rusher in college. And now he's got to kind of play up and down the line. And there's some nuance to that. And so I think it's taken a while for him to get comfortable. But now in year two, he's got more of a true knowledge of this defense. We expect him to play faster. I think that you know, he could be and should be a great addition to this pass rush that's already pretty damn elite.
That is Ben Lieber. We are happy to have you on. Ben, thanks so much for giving us an inside scoop. And we will bug you, of course, as the season moves on. We like talking to you, no matter what, if you're humble or if you want to bring a little of the same energy from last time.
Talk that noise.
Well, I appreciate it. I want to hear you guys' score prediction before I throw out mine.
Our prediction segment is at 125.
Oh,
we can give you a preview. It's a different audience. We do a 4-hour show. I feel like the Bears are going to win on a low scoring game. Like, I'm thinking it's going to be like a 27 kind of 24 kind of situation here.
It's close to me, 24-20 Bears, because the offense is going to offense for the Bears.
Ben, you're about to love me. I have Minnesota winning the game 20-17.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So much to talk to you about, Mark Brody.
That's the pick I made.
Dump him.
again. I calculate everything, but I am so open to the Bears being up 21-0 in the first quarter.
Wow.
Okay. I'm also open to that. But my official pick on the Take the North podcast was 20-7. Could I do different picks?
No.
On terrestrial radio.
Hey, we got to let Ben talk here since he asked.
Oh,
us.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're fine. I love the banter.
Okay, well, Layla just yelled at me, I go ahead.
No, yeah, I'm just saying.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm with you guys. I think it's gonna be a low scoring game. I think defense is gonna shine in this particular matchup. Although, I mean, wouldn't we love, you know, a Ravens Bills sort of start and finish? That
we're
was
not there
incredible.
Yet.
That
I know.
I'll preview another segment for you, Ben. I think that the Ravens were wild to punt the ball when that was their last chance. I would have taken that fourth down for my cold dead hands. I would be going for it. Ben Lieber, thanks so much for joining us.
Did we get his prediction?
Yeah. Wait a second.
Come on, Layla.
You didn't give your prediction.
You're talking too much, Layla.
21-17 Bikes. 21-17 Bikes. Here we go.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah, write
Ben.
It down. We're gonna run it back.
See,
write it down.
He and I have the same pick.
You're
oh
going viral. We're gonna make you the butt of all the
wait
jokes when
you
the Bears
guys,
win.
Wait till you guys hear Weeder's pick.
Thank you, Ben.
All
yeah.
Right, thanks, guys.
See
good
you, buddy.
Thanks,
we
thanks,
will
man.
Hear Weeder's pick. Hey, speaking of picks, we got more for you because you still have time if you want to make a few Bears season bets. So, Sammy P of BetMGM Network is going to join us in studio next to give you some advice, to give you some predictions, and maybe opportunities that you didn't have before for some wagertainment. So that's next on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.